Footsteps, Chapter 83. During the past decade, there have been students of Christian Science who have openly declared that the first edition of Science and Health was the great and absolute revelation, that in subsequent editions, Mrs. Eddy permitted her thought to be influenced in such a way that she veiled the clear meaning of the truth in order to suit mortal mind. From my own experience, I can say that if Mrs. Eddy was influenced, it was God who influenced her. She had no students in her home or outside whose opinions weighed for one moment against her demonstration of wisdom. She told me several times that she was making Science and Health clearer and more incisive in statement as time went on. In fact, one of the great reasons she gave as wanting to stay with us was the feeling that she could make the teaching of the book more lucid through revision. The same spiritual demonstration that enabled her to write it enabled her to revise it up to its final form, which we may be sure is her highest demonstration. I refer again and again to the fact that that which most disturbed Mrs. Eddy was mental lethargy among the students, because it made the greatest impression upon me and was a challenge to my thought, calling for the acknowledgement that she was spiritually correct in her diagnosis, and that my part was to analyze it metaphysically and detect the true reason for her conclusion. If she found us manifesting a sense of carefree optimism based on human harmony, she would call each one of us to her and proceed to wake us up. She would call me in and say to me, "Haven't you a heavenly father?" I would answer, "Yes, mother." The reply came, "Then why don't you trust in him?" She never dismissed us until individually we were mentally alert and thoroughly awake. This lesson, that mental alertness constitutes protectiveness, has been of infinite value to me. It exemplifies Proverbs 1, verse 17, "Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird."